Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. And whether you want to call in and comment on the episode or whether you want to just call in and say hello to me, that's fine as well. Again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. So it's, you know, again, guys, it's funny how things go with me personally, when I'm doing the show. Well, let me get into this. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. I have a great show for you today, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Right now it's 54 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 69 today and sunny. It's sunny right now. Looks like a little slight breeze. I can see the trees bearing back and forth, and but it looks nice and sunny. Tomorrow we're looking at a chance of rain and 70 degrees as our high, 56 the low. Thursday, 63 high, 37 low, with a pretty much 100% chance of rain on Thursday. Now you're looking at Friday, clear skies, sunny, 50 degrees, 29 at night. So it's going to be cold Friday night, guys. And then Saturday, again, 54 our high, 29 our low on Saturday night. So it's going to be cold Friday night and Saturday night. So if you're out in the evening, Friday and Saturday, please, please bundle up. I mean, bundle up well. All right. It's going to be below freezing. All right. So that's our forecast for the week. And you guys can take that how you want to and run with it. Now, today's word of the day is natatorial. Natatorial. And N-A-T-A-T-O-R-I-A-L. Natatorial. Natatorial. Natatorial is an adjective, and it means of or relating to swimming. Okay, adapted to or characterized by swimming. That's natatorial. Of or relating to swimming. I'm a big swimmer. I love to swim, and I learned to swim as a little boy. I think my older brother taught me how to swim, and I've been swimming ever since. I mean, I love to swim. That's not a passion of mine, but when there's an opportunity to swim, I take that opportunity. All right. So that's a great word for the day. So grab that and put it in your memory bank and use it as you please. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's episode is entitled, I hadn't had my coffee this morning, guys, so kind of bear with me. Don't think I will be having coffee this morning, but again, bear with me. Today's episode is entitled, When is it appropriate to start dating again after the loss of a spouse? Now, I was talking to a young lady, and she said that her mom passed not long ago, like 3 years ago. And she asked me if I thought that 3 years was a long enough time for her dad to start to look again or date again or find another woman. And my response to her was that, you know, different for different people, okay? Now, he's lost a spouse. He lost his wife to cancer. And now she's worried about him seeing another woman and bringing another woman into the house. Well, like I said, there are different times for different people. Some people, through the loss of a spouse, they get right back in the game. Not long after. And then there are some people that wait a while before getting back in the game. Then there are some people who never get back in the game, never get married again. Now, my thing was that I don't know where he is in his life. I think he's right at 60 years old, so that's not an old man. And so I don't know if he's wanting a woman in his life, if he's needing a woman in his life. But, you know, and she said that if he were to get a hold of another woman right now and start the dating or whatever, when she saw her, she'd cuss her out. And I'm like, cuss her out? Why? I mean, it's not her fault, right? It's not her fault. And to go to that measure, I think, would be wrong on her part. I know how she may feel about her mom and her dad's relationship, but at the same time, her mom is gone, and she will never return. She'll never be back. And that's something that you have to come to grips with, that she'll never be back. And, you know, she said that, you know, if something happened to my husband, I'd never remarry or date again. Well, that's you. That's you. You know, everybody's different. So, you know, I don't know what's the appropriate start, you know, appropriate time to start dating again. Do you lose a spouse? I don't know. I mean, I've never been in that situation, and I'm sure it's different for each person, right? And I've known people to lose spouses and then, you know, start dating or start seeing someone not long after, okay? I even gave her the example of I had a neighbor, my next-door neighbor, moved here from Pennsylvania, and he and his wife in Pennsylvania divorced, and he moved here. He retired from IBM, and then there was he told me about a young lady who had contacted him from Pennsylvania. They were all good friends in Pennsylvania. Her husband, he and his wife, they were all good friends in Pennsylvania, okay? And they did things together, did a lot of things together. And then he got divorced and came to Atlanta. She stayed in Pennsylvania with her husband, okay? And then her husband passed. And he went up to the funeral and all, and I'm sure he saw her, right? And then he came back home. And not long after he was back home, she contacted him. Now, I don't know what the situation was between them before. You know, I don't know if he had been looking at her, she had been looking at him. I don't know. But then he went up to see her on a visit to see her, came back, and then she came down here to see him. And long story short, they got married. Okay. And now, they're doing great. Now, I don't know how long it was in between her husband dying and her getting hooked up with him. Whatever the time was the time that she thought that she wanted to have another man in her life. Okay? And that's her choice, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And well, you guys can call in and give me your comment. Now, again, I've never been in this situation. I don't know what's the right answer. I don't think there is a right answer. I think the right answer is when that person feels that it's time for them to have someone else in their life. He may need a woman to help him. He may need a woman to take care of him. He may feel like that's what he needs, is a woman to take care of him. And if that's the case, then yeah, he should go out there and he should find him another woman to come in and live with him. I don't think that's unreasonable. Okay. And again, I don't know when it's appropriate. And, you know, I don't think there's any kind of book, you know, etiquette in some book that says, the appropriate time to start dating after you lose a spouse is, 18 months. I don't think that's out there. Again, it's totally up to the person who lost the spouse, what their needs are. You know, this young lady was saying that her dad, was starting to make phone calls to other women. So, okay, so he may feel like this is the time that he needs to bring another woman into his life. His wife's been gone for 3 years. So, 3 years is a long enough time. Okay? 3 years is a long enough time. Again, some people never remarry. They never bring another woman into the house. Then some people do it quickly. After a few months, after a year. So, I don't know what the appropriate time is. She said, she told me, Frank, you need to do a show on this. Well, I'm doing a show on it. I know you're listening to the show. And again, I don't know what the appropriate time is. Maybe there's some listener out there who may call in and say what they think, or maybe they are in this situation or have been in this situation or what have you. But I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Okay. And she said, well, give me your opinion. Okay. My opinion is that, I told her dad had waited long enough. 3 years is a long time to be without a woman. Okay. He may be 60 years old, but that doesn't mean that he's, you know, he's dead. And so I think that 3 years is long enough. She didn't agree with that, but I figured she wouldn't. But it's still, you know, if he feels he's ready to start doing it, then let him be. He's a grown man. Let him get out there and look for a woman. She said his next door neighbor continues to call him and talk and this and that. Well, hey, that may be a good thing. He already knows her, and you know, I don't know what their relationship is, but maybe so. She said, if I catch her over there, I'm going to cuss her ass out. Well, okay. Okay, but how your dad going to feel about that? You know, you can't run his life. And I think that, you know, that's okay. I think that's okay that her dad is looking for someone else right now. But there's no rhyme or reason with what's the appropriate time. Myself, I wouldn't marry again. That's my thing. I wouldn't marry again. But you know, I would have a female that I, you know, what am I trying to say? I'd have someone who a female that could meet my needs on the female side of things. Okay, but I wouldn't remarry. I don't think I would. So you never know what might happen at that time. But as far as my thinking right now, I wouldn't remarry after the loss of a spouse. But I would have a female in my life, okay, that I could do things with and go places with and things like that, that would help me out with that part. You need someone, you need a female in your life, even with a woman. A female needs a man in her life, excuse me, to give her that part of her life that she's probably missed to the death of a spouse. And it's no different, I don't think, that in a female and a male. Females need the same thing, okay? They need the same thing. They need the touch and the the companionship of a male in their lives. You know, after being with someone for so long, I mean, you learn their ways and all this, and you say, I can't deal with that again. As far as I got to learn this person all over again, they got to learn me and this and that, this and that. Well, fine. That's why I say I probably wouldn't get married again. I just, you know, date someone and we have a good time, you know, do things together and do it and maybe travel here and there together and things like that. But the marriage thing, no, I don't think I'd do that again. Okay. Do we have to be married? You know, do we have to be married to to have a good time or enjoy each other. I mean, I just don't know, guys. I just don't know. And hopefully, I know she's listening to the show, and that's what I'm saying is that, you know, I don't know the appropriate time. Okay, I feel for your dad, because he's lost a spouse, and I'm sure he was deeply in love with her or whatever, and he misses her, you know, and that's another thing, you know, you start to miss that person, and you want someone to fill that space that you've lost in your life. And that's how it goes. Now, another thing that I wanted to touch on, and I probably won't, I know I don't have time today, but I'll probably do a show on this, is I talked to another young lady about the loss of a child. She lost one of her kids at the little, her son was only 3 months old, and he died, and she really didn't know how to pick up the pieces and keep going. And I'm going to try to get her on the show so that she can maybe give a little insight on that. But maybe there's someone out there in the audience who's listening to the show that may have gone through that, may be going through that. I don't know. But, you know, I think to talk about it is a great way to help deal with a situation like that. I can't imagine a situation like that. But it's happened to a lot of people. And I just want her to kind of talk about it and maybe open up about it. I don't know if she's going to come on the show. I'm going to try to get her on the show and see if she'll talk about it. And maybe that'll help someone out there who is having problems or may have had problems, or they may be able to give her some type of relief. It'll never leave you, I know that, but it just may be a better way to deal with it. All right. Now, again, guys, I'm about done in the show. It's about all my time for the day. But take care of yourselves, guys, and remember, it's going to be a nice day. They're looking at 64 degrees or 68 degrees today, and good sunny weather, and a little bit of clouds and rain tomorrow. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. You know, I love this song, and I, you know, a lot of people say that I can get into this song.
You're a silhouette of splendor. I love to remember.
Oh, it helps me through.
These hours I fell away from you. People wonder how I do it. These gentle parts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy, and so easy concentrate on you. Yeah. to bring appreciation. And I want to thank you for all the love, the secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you.